Hats off to Buffalo. Pretty good team. We knew that it was going to be a challenge coming in. We were able to make some improvements this week, but unfortunately it wasn't enough to win this game. So I'm just going to get back to work next week and try to use this feeling right now to motivate us and get the win next week down in Tampa.
Teddy, how do you feel you played?
I felt I played all right. Could have been better, but there were some times where I had to fight back, and I think I did a great job of fighting back, and the guys, you know, showed their support and that they're willing to stand behind me no matter, you know, how my play is going. So I struggled at first early in the game, overthinking things, but as the game went on, found some consistency, and that's going to be an area that I have to improve in, just having some consistency when I'm out there on the football field and eliminating negative plays. They weren't doing anything. It was just me trying to be perfect. And I think I went back to my old training camp ways of trying to just be perfect in every area instead of just trusting my God-given ability and trusting this offense, trusting the system. So and I'm going to continue to get better and just try to play better.
Was the interception on the sideline kind of a result of that, just getting the ball out a little bit too late?
Yeah, you know, that guy actually he made a great play. And but me, I can be much faster and much quicker. You know, this is the NFL, and you know, there's not going to be enough time to take two hitches to throw an out route or an out cutting route. So that's a learning experience that I'm going to just take learn from and try not to make the same mistake.
Were you guys aware of Mike's, you know, physical condition over the weekend, and did any of you worry about it, Zimmer?
Oh, you know, we know that, you know, there are going to be obstacles that come throughout the season. And, you know, it was one of those deals where we just had to, you know, focus on, you know, trying to win this game. Obviously, we care about Coach Zimmer's health and everything. But from a business aspect, you know, we have to just focus on trying to win this game.
Teddy, first and goal with seven back-to-back sacks, what do you see on those two plays?
Bad decision by me. That was a play call where it was a run-pass option. I should have just left the run on. That's where I say I was trying to think too much and trying to be perfect. The first sack, down in the red zone, you never want to take sacks. You know, you're losing field position. We have great field position. We want to run the ball down there. So that was just a case where I was trying to overthink things, trying to be too perfect, and not giving our guys a chance.
Second one, what were you seeing there? Give an option on that one?
The second one, you know, that was just great coverage down the field. I probably could have got rid of the ball still, threw it out of bounds or something. Just, you know, I have to be much better in, you know, eliminating the negative plays. You know, I can't hold on to the ball. If it's not there, just throw it away. And that's something that I'm going to continue to work on.
Teddy, on third down, were you a little surprised that was going to be a running play instead of another passing play, considering the fact that if you put one in the end zone, the game could be out of reach?
No, I wasn't surprised. I knew that we were trying to save field position. You know, we knew that we had points if we just ran the ball. We knew that we could get a field goal and you know, go up by 6 points. So that was one of those deals where, you know, it wasn't a surprise by me, or you know, it wasn't one of those deals where I was questioning the play call. So you know, we ran the ball and we still ended up getting the points.
When you settle for a field goal there, I mean, after having first and goal at the 7, are you a little nervous coming off the field thinking, oh, this gives them a lot of time to
Not at all. I'm not nervous at all because I know the type of defense that we have. But I do understand that field goals won't win games. And, you know, we have to be able to finish drives, and it starts with me. You know, like I said, I have to play faster, you know, eliminate the negative plays and just give us a chance when we're down there.
But does it get, you know, worse losing with 1 second left? Have you experienced a heartbreaker like that before?
I have, but, you know, on this level it's different. You know, that's what this league is going to be about. You know, there are going to be some games where, you know, we have to go down and score, kick a field goal with time running out, and there are going to be times where our defense is on the field and, you know, having their backs against the wall in a two-minute situation. So we understand that it's going to be tough every week to win games, and we know that the games are going to come down to the bottom line. So, you know, we're just going to continue to prepare for these type of situations.
There was a play before you went to this interception where you rolled out to your right. It looked like you might have rushed it to him. You had time to throw, but maybe you might have rushed it. Are there times where, considering the pressure you've been under, where you maybe rush things whenever you're expecting to rush and it's not there? How do you adjust that?
I trust our offensive line. I trust the play calling. I trust our wide receivers that, you know, they're going to be in the right areas when the ball is supposed to be thrown. So it was one of those deals where, you know, I just have to be better with my ball placement. And I don't have to feel the rush or anything. I know that there's a time clock going off in my head. But at the same time, you know, I just have to give him a ball where he can make him play.
How difficult is it to see not one but two more of your offensive linemen go down the way they did?
That's very difficult, but, you know, Joe and Mike, they did a great job of stepping up today. Jarek was able to rush for over 100 yards, you know, and that speaks volumes about how those guys played today. So, you know, Joe and Mike are two guys who work hard every week, and I was glad to see those guys get a chance to play.
What was your assessment of Jarek?
Jarek, he's a great athlete. He's a great back, and he can do it all. No, rather than the passing game, he'll keep players alive if you have to check the ball down to him. Or in the run game, he's one of those guys who can get in and out of blocks and in and out of tackles. So, you know, he's going to be a guy that we continue to look forward to making plays for this team.
At what point do you feel like you
should set it? I think after the second interception. You know, even though I was pretty settled, but, you know, Greg Jennings came up to me and he told me, hey, you know, whatever's going on up in that head, up in that computer of yours, just reboot it. And, you know, hearing that coming from a veteran, you know, just told me to just relax, play football.
The speed of the game, are you getting used to the speed of the game, the NFL speed?
Yes, I'm getting used to the speed, but, you know, I still have to just play faster myself. We have different plays where guys are running wide open and, you know, I'm holding on to the ball still. So, you know, I just have to continue to improve and, you know, come back at it next week.
Time for a couple more.
There's been a lot of sacks lately, a lot of reasons for it, but you're pretty mobile. Do you think you should be taking off more, or are you making a conscious effort to stay in the pocket there?
I think that, you know, when plays aren't there, you know, if the opportunity presents itself to run the ball, I could take off. But, you know, most of those sacks are on me, you know, holding on to the football and instead of just getting rid of the ball pretty fast. But, you know, if the run isn't there, if the pass isn't there, just throw the ball out of bounds and live for another down.
Thank you.
Thank you.